kinds of beans do you have?
Well, the snap beans.
Mm-hmm. What about the kind of beans that you eat the seeds?
Beans, well, now, yeah. You can eat all of them when they get dry, but you'd have to soak them, you know, overnight.
Mm-hmm.
And then put them in and cook them, and they'd be good.
What kind of beans are those?
Snap beans or butter beans, either one.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Is butter beans the same as lima beans?
Yeah, it's a lima bean, and it's called, some of them call them butter beans, but they're lima beans, some of them you buy at the store.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You can buy them lima beans and put them in soak overnight, and they'll swell up, and you can pull off them all them.
Somebody coming?
Yeah. They come by. I thought it was coming up to that. That's nice. And that's... Now and then you can take them hulls off and then put them in the pot and cook them. They're so good.
Mm-hmm.
You cook them all pieces, you know. I call it make a... You're about mush them. Just take a fork or spoon and tip them up. Yeah. You can take butter beans or lima beans, some of them call them, you know, lima beans.
But they're the same thing?
Yeah, just they butter beans. They're a butter bean, but a lot of people call them, a lot of them lima beans, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's a big hook, you call them. There's a big old butter bean. It's called the big hook.
Mm-hmm. What kind of greens do you cook?
Well, you can cook turnips, you can cook rutabagas, you can cook mustard, you can cook collards.
Mm-hmm.
All of that.
Did you ever hear of cooking poke?
Oh.
Uh-huh.
Used to cook poke salad, grew out in the woods.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But back then, they got, that's what they call a lot of greens. I've heard my mama say they eat poke salad.
Mm-hmm. And the kind of, well, say, if, talking about the skin of a dried apple, you'd say that the skin of the dried apple was all...
Wasn't no good.
Yeah. It had gotten smaller, you'd say it had...
Dried up.
Or
shriveled up.
Okay. And the kind of corn that you eat right off the cob, you call that?
You can call it, we can call it old field corn or we can call it sweet corn.
Uh-huh. What about roast?
We make roast ears out of it too.
What's the difference between sweet corn and roast ears?
Well, the sweet corn is a sweet, it's the Iona corn, it's sweet. Now, old field corn ain't sweet, but
mm-hmm.
it makes good roast ears.
Mm-hmm. What do you mean by roasting ears?
When it's ready to cut off or grate off.
Mm-hmm.
Then when you put it in and cook it, it's roast, it's got roasting ears in the pot then.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you get the small ears, it's tender, you can boil them and eat it with butter on the cob.
Mm-hmm.
Just eat the corn off the cob.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people does that.
Do you call that roasting ears?
Yeah, it's roasting ears, but you... It's not sliced off of the cob.
Mm-hmm.
But when you cut it off of the cob, it's roast nearly right on, but it's cooked in a boil by itself, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And you take it up and eat it. You can eat it by itself, or you can put tomatoes on it, or you can just eat gravy on it any way you want to.
Mm-hmm. And the thing that grows up at the top of the corn stalk?
A tulsa.
Okay, what was that you said?
Silk comes from the corn.
The strings?
Where the corn makes.
Mm-hmm. What about a large thing that you make pie out of at Thanksgiving? What'd that be?
I don't know. I don't know making any pie out of it. Oh, you mean a pumpkin?
Uh-huh.
I don't bake them, but a lot of people do.
Mm-hmm.
That's a pumpkin.
What about the kinds of melons? What different kinds of melons do people have around?
Oh, they have mushrooms, they have watermelon, cantaloupe, so things like that.
What's the difference between mushmelon and cantaloupe?
Well, the cantaloupe is small and the mushmelon is bigger.
Mm-hmm.